Writing an interlude. Okay, writing an interlude we're going to get into, but first I'm going to give you the context wherein this came from. But the context is not really that relevant because it applies to all scenarios, and I'll explain further. But the context in which this came up was a student was planning music to play at the next recital, and I said, you know, what if it was something... Now, they already have another piece that is more involved that they're having to read and learn parts for, and I said, typically, you know, it would make sense to have the other piece be something more free and fun and just show, you know, in this particular case, the student is a good improviser, and I said, you know, it'd be good to show off your soloing. And so I said, you know, and they said, well, maybe I could just write something, and I said, great idea. So I don't remember exactly what the student wrote. I remember it was in B minor, so I'm just going to make up something in B minor. And so, but let me just say, even though I just told you the context, because it'll help illustrate things, the context, the process that I'm going to demonstrate right here is relevant to any type of composition, whether it's, you know, an on-the-fly jam session or like maybe an in-between thing where it's rehearsed and, you know, performed at a recital, but it's not necessarily going to be recorded or written down or anything. And then, you know, the third level would be like you're going to actually, you know, record something on an album, or you're going to, you know, write it down and publish it, etc. So I'm going to make up a short progression in B minor. I'm going to do something like, and it's not important the content, what I come up with. It's just the process. So first I'm going to come up with chords I like in B minor, maybe like 1, 2, 3, blah, blah, blah. I have an 8-bar section that I can easily jam on. And it's moving pretty good. And I'm happy with it. You know, and I can easily do my B minor soloing on it. And so you may think the next step is to write the interlude, but that I'm actually going to do one more section first. Because if I just have this progression going over and over, no matter how good of a soloist I am, it's gonna get a little old. So it would be better, first of all, the good thing about this progression is that it's 8 bars. It's not just 4 bars repeating, and so the attention span is a little bit, it's twice as long, basically, you know, as the 4-bar. I could have just went, and that would have been fine, you know, as a section, but if it's only 4 bars repeated, that's okay, but 8 bars is better. So we have an 8-bar section, but that's still going to get a little old. So I'm going to put a different section on there. How am I going to do that? Well, I noticed that my first progression started with the B minor and then went away from it. So in this particular case, I'm going to go away from it and then go to the B minor. Like, let's say I'm going to start on the 4-chord E or E minor, whatever, depending on what I want. So let me just play through one cycle of the A section since I'm making this up on the fly, and then I'm going to do a B section. Then we'll get to the interlude. Okay, so hang on with me. It'll pay off. You're listening to this. Here's the A section. Now here's B, made up on the fly. I could either do that once or twice more or however long I wanted to do. But how did I come up with that? Well, I already told you. First, harmonically, I was thinking to go away. So I did like 1, 5, and then... I did 4, 5, 1. Like something like that. It's not important the actual chords I'm using. It's just the process. I thought to go away from the tonic and then to it. The other thing I did was I changed the harmonic rhythm. Like earlier I had 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. And so that was kind of like, you know, 4 to the bar. And now I went like 1, like 1 and 2 and. Like I'm doing 2 bars per chord and one of them is anticipated, like 1, 2, and. 1, 2, and. You know, so the harmonic rhythm is different. So putting that all together before, this is even before we get to the interlude. So now I got, let's say I have the band do four times around on this A section, let's just do it. Because you have to hear these things in context in order to make decisions. So we're gonna listen to all four of these right now. Remember, there's gonna be soloing over this. So it's not just gonna be chords. I like that. One, two more of these. Three, if you wanted to. Sometimes three is not to be funny, but it's a good happy medium when two feels too short and four feels too long. But anyway, we just got to four, so here's the other section. I like that, so I'm gonna do that again. Except this time I'll change the ending. I'll go higher. I did the first time around was one and four, but then this time I did four and five. So that's even better. Now I have a longer attention span there. I have a four times around on an A section, which is eight bars. I have a twice around on an eight bar bridge with the first and second ending. So that's cool. And then at some point, you know, suppose that cycle happens two or three times, you know, and now it's, I don't know how long it took to just play all that, but it probably took at least a minute. So, you know, let's say three or four rounds of that is easily going to be 3 or 4 minutes worth of music. You need something in the middle to break it down. So I don't know what that's going to be, but in this particular case, I'm hearing, let's say I'm finishing up this bridge for like the third time. Now I'm going to look for something completely different. Section. All I did was take a halftime feel there. That's a classic way to do it. I'm not saying it's the only way to write an interlude, but I went, instead of a 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, I went to 1, 2, 3, 4, and the drummer would actually play halftime. So instead of like boom bap boom boom bap boom bap boom boom bap, he'd play boom bap or boom bap. That's the technical term. But that is, you know, the way to scat drums. Boom, bat, or boom, bat, boom, bat. I'm sorry. Boom, bat, boom, boom, bat. That's a good way to grab attention. So that's a good interlude. The purpose of the interlude, I'm finally getting to the interlude philosophy, is to change it up and make it so that when you go back to the original section, it sounds refreshing and familiar, yet it sounds refreshing because it's new. It's not new, but it's different than what you just were doing. And it's familiar because we already knew it from before. So if that makes any sense, you want from refreshing and familiar. So in other words, the interlude should be a cool thing unto itself. But the purpose of the interlude is to get a break from things so that when you come back to them, it's more refreshed. You know, it's like, you want a corny analogy? It's like spending time apart from your partner, and so that when you get back together, it's even sweeter. So, let's see, what else could you do besides halftime? Could do a different key. So, let me not mix them. I won't mix halftime and different key. I'll just do a different key by itself. Like, here's my end of the B section. And here's my new key. Have the band break, and then you're back to the original section. In this case, it was a related key. Like, I was in B minor, and I chose to put the interlude in the key of D, but it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be something so obvious as the relative major. You could do a remote key. Suppose the new key is, like, something. It should be something, well, it actually it doesn't matter. It can be any new key. So let me think about this. Now a new key. Now I said I wasn't gonna do halftime, so one more time. And then here comes the bridge. I mean the interlude. Solo, and that happens to be G. So it's like kind of a related key because it was one of the chords in my progression. It's related to B minor tangentially because the third of G is a B note. So, you know, there's some relationship there. It doesn't sound completely whacked. But that would be interesting. You'd have a solo section in G major. You know, that would be the second way to do it. So first way to write an interlude is do a halftime feel. Second way is choose a different key. You want something different. Like, third way could be you do a different time signature. That might be trickier, but it's possible. I mean, let's take it from, let's do, like, I don't know, a 6-8 feel, and you go to, or a tempo change. I guess in that case it was a tempo change and a time signature feel. But if I wanted to just do a time signature feel without a tempo change. Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 relates to the original tempo. 1, 2, 3, 4. Like, this was my original tempo. 2, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Change that to 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I don't know if I don't even remember if that's what I just did the first time around, but that gives you a sense of it. You could change it to 6-8 or even 3-4 or 5-4, or you could, if you're into progressive music, you could change it to, you know, something in 7. I mean, let's just do it for the reference since we're on the topic. Finishing up my B section. Something in 7. Sorry, that's 5. 1, 2, 3. Sorry, I went into 5. I didn't really think about what I wanted to do ahead of time. So that was 5 right there. Let's see what 7 would be. Would be like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So if you, let's say you had a, and here's your 7. Depends on how much time you have to rehearse. So now you're getting into territory that's, you know, it would be. You're not going to be able to pull it off unless it's rehearsed necessarily, you know, unless you're have very good readers playing it and you have excellent charts, you know, which is a whole different story. So those are some ideas. You're just looking for something different that's not completely unrelated to the main theme, but takes you far enough away that your listener will completely forget about the main theme, so that when it comes back to the main theme, it's nice and familiar and refreshing.